Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord. Rest in Him. Delight yourself in Him, in His word. And He's going to do. He's going to back His word. If you put it out there, if you act it, God will back it. Come on. Yes, He will. Come on. You got to put it out there. You got to put the word out there. You got to get the word in you. Come on. Get it in you in the morning. Get it in you in the evening. Get it in you at the midnight hour. Let that word take root. Let that word take root. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The scripture said that the sower went out and sowed seeds. Some fell among thistles. Some fell among thorns. Hallelujah. And before it could fall in, the fowls came and plucked it up. Before it could take root, the word has to take root in you. Hallelujah. So when you're going through, you won't be easily to move. Hallelujah. Because the word is the root of it. Hallelujah. That's keeping you in the midst of the situation. You won't be going in your feelings. You'll go in the word. You won't be going in your own thinking. You'll go in the word. Hallelujah. When you walk in the word, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you walk in the word, He'll keep your mind who's in perfect peace, who stayed on Him. When you walk in the word of God. I'm in the word. Come on. I'm in the word. And I can't be overtaken. I'm in the word. I can't be overthrown. I'm in the word. Can't nothing come up on me unaware. Because the word will make me alert. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. The word will make you alert. Come on. Hallelujah to God in here today. The word will keep you in perfect peace. So it's nothing can disturb your mind. It's nothing can disturb your joy. It's nothing can disturb your healing. Hallelujah to God. My God. Can't nothing overthrow you. Can't nothing overthrow you. Can't nothing overthrow you today. Can't nothing overtake you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because why? His word is His bond. His word is His bond. His word is His bond towards you. Do you know it? Do you know it? Do you believe it? Come on. Do you believe it today? Do you believe it today? I believe that His word is His bond. I know that His word is His bond towards me. Because why? He can't lie. He won't lie. He is who He say He is. And He can do what He say He's going to do. Do you believe it today? Do you believe it today? Come on, somebody. Yes, I believe it. Yes, I know it. Hallelujah. Because why? I have what? Delight myself in Him. And He is in me. And I am in Him. Praise God. And I can make it. I can make it. Why? Because He said, you can do what? All things through Christ that what? Strengthens me. Hallelujah. And His word is strengthening you today. His word is bringing you out today. His word is delivering you today. His word is allowing you to take root, allowing you to take premonition, allowing you to do what? All things through Him that does what? Strengthen you. Praise God. I want you to know today that His word is His bond towards you. He's a company keeper. He is a company keeper of His word. Hallelujah. And you can rest in His word. You can rest in His word. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I can rest in the word. Oh, I think I'm at church. Come on. Tell your neighbor. Call your neighbor. Text your neighbor, friends. Tell them, listen, we can rest in the word. Because why? His word is His bond towards us. And He's going to do exactly what He said He's going to do. The word of God. The word of God. If it ain't in the word, you don't have to deal with it. If it's not lining up with the word, you don't have to deal with it. Because His word is His bond. His word is His bond, amen, towards you and I. His word is His bond towards you and I. If you can what? Believe it. Do you believe it today? You say, Apostle, I believe. Guess what? You have what you say. If you can believe it, you are mighty. You are strong. Through the word. Like He said, you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Praise our God. You're clean through the word. You're clean through the word. I'm clean through the word. Why? Because His word is His bond towards us. Amen. Hallelujah. His word is His bond towards you and I. Come on. And He's going to keep over His word. Again, I might have said it earlier. He said, He hastens to His word to perform it. God likes to perform His word for us. He wants to do miracles for us. He wants us, come on, hallelujah, to have. He said, beloved, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Guess what? That's his word. And he take light. He take delight in his servants, which when we apply the word, hallelujah, he love us when we use his word. Come on. When we use nothing else, when we use other things, he don't take delight in the pleasure in moaning and groaning and complaining. Hallelujah. But he take delight in his word. He hastens to it to perform it for you and I. Come on. I'm talking about the word. I'm talking about the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him, there was nothing made. I'm talking about the word. It works today. Hallelujah. I want you to take and use the word. I want you to take. You say, well, I don't know that much word. It don't take a whole lot to know the word. Just know the word. Just know it. You may just know two or three scriptures. You confess them and speak over them and speak over your circumstances and situation. Long as you got the word, a part of the word is work. I'd rather have part of the word or have no word at all. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. Because if I got part of the word, guess what? I'm going to keep trusting and I'm going to keep praying. And guess what? I'm going to know it till I get all the word. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus just took one little thing through his word. And he called those things. He called those things off of one little word. Uh-oh. Became many things. When you apply the word, when you walk in the word, when you talk the word of God, you get the word results. Come on. The word. David said again, that word that I did what? Hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. The word brings on healing. The word brings on deliverance. The word, come on, the word. Hallelujah. We could talk everything else, but the enemy don't want us to talk this word. Faith-filled words dominate. Faith-filled words rule. Faith-filled words, come on, hallelujah, take root in the ground. Hallelujah. And it brings forth an harvest. Praise our God. Off the word of God. Off the word of God. Will you apply the word? Will you apply the word? Come on. Oh, God, hallelujah. When you don't have nothing else, I just wanted to talk to you today, to encourage your heart. When you don't have nothing else, you have the word. You have the word. You have everything you need. It's in the word of God. Everything you need is in the word. It's in the word. If you confess that, everything I need is in the word. Everything that I'm missing or lacking is in the word. Come on. And I've got to do what? Decree and declare things in order for it to happen out of the word. The word bring results. The word bring peace. Come on. The word bring healing. The word bring deliverance. Come on. Once you hear the word and you apply the word, guess what? You're going to get what the word is supposed to do. It works. You're going to have what the word say you're going to have. When you apply it, when you, come on, operate in it, when you allow the word to work in you and through you, you can have what you say. You can have what you say. You can have what you say. The word is what? Our defense. The word is our keeper. The word is our peace. The word is our joy. The word is, hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, according to the word. We understand that the world was framed by his words. Come on. You have it today. You have it today. Walk in it. You have it today. Rest in it. You have it today. Come on. He said, delight yourself in me. And I will do what? Give you the desires of your heart. That's his word. That's his word towards you and I. Come on. He said, knock, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Excuse me. That's his word towards us. That's his word towards us. Do you believe that? Come on. It's not hard. Just apply it. It's not hard. Just walk in it. It's not hard. Just rest in him. Come on. His word is life. I'm going to keep saying it because I got a few minutes here on the air. Got a whole hour almost. His word is his bond towards you and I. His word will lead you, guide you and keep you if you apply it. Apostle, I've been trying to apply it, but it doesn't seem like it's working. Keep on confessing the word. Keep on believing. It's working. It's working. Again, and we know that all things work. It's working. It's twining. It's working. It's coming to pass. Why? Because we work in the word. We're walking the word. We're talking the word. We're resting in his word. We're not leaning to our own understanding. Come on. But we're leaning in the word. We're depending on the word of God. What are you depending on? When everything is failing, when everything is going through, what are you depending on? Depending on his word. What are you depending on? Depending on him to come through. What are you depending on? Depending on who? His word. Again, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without anything, there was nothing made. His word is his bond towards you. Hallelujah. He's a company keeper, covenant keeper. When you're in covenant with him, he's in covenant with you. He is a covenant keeper. And guess what? His word, again, is his word. His word towards you is the bond. Do you believe it today? Praise God. God bless your hearts. Listen, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll pray for you and pray with you. Come on. You can use the word of God. Hallelujah. You can use the word of God when you can't do anything else, when you can't use anything else. Use the word. Try the word. See the, if the word worked. And I know it worked. I want you to see, because I know the word worked. But I want you to know it works. When you apply the word, this word right here, it'll work for you. The phone lines are going to be open. Amen. Error code 321-632-1000. Again, you can call in. We'll touch and agree with you. And we'll pray for you this week, this weekend that's coming up. We'll pray for you today. The phone lines are now open up for you to call in. Come on. 632-1000. Call in, and we'll begin to pray for you and with you and believe God with you. Again, any two touch and agree, he's in the midst of us. He's in the midst of us. Again, you may not know him in the pardon of your sins. You may just tune into the radio broadcast, and you heard me talk about the word. You heard me talking about the word, and you say, I need something to happen. I need this word to work for me. I need to know him in the pardon of my sins. It's just as simple as that. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. And then you can apply the word, and it'll begin to work for you and with you and for you. Come on. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Nobody's calling in. You'll be the first one to call in, or the second or the third. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Drop your coffee while you're listening. Come on. Push back your breakfast and pick up that phone and call in. Call in and say, Apostle, I just want you to touch and agree with me. I just want you to pray his word over my life and for me. Hallelujah. And come in agreement with what his word has already said about you, about the circumstances and the situation you're in. Hallelujah. Can you believe God? Will you believe God? Yes, I can. Yes, I will. I know he can do this without a shadow of a doubt. He's able. He's able. Scripture say, now unto him that is able. In the book of Jude, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. That's his word. He can keep you if you want to be kept. He'll bring you out if you want to be brought out. I want to be brought out. I want to be kept. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. What about you today? I know you're out there. I know you're out there. You may be driving in trucks. You may be sitting in your home. Hallelujah. You may be sitting in your car on your break. Hallelujah. You may be just be sitting in your homes. They're just sitting there listening to the radio. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, pick up the phone and call in and say, Apostle, I just need you to pray with me and speak a word over me according to what the word said. Hallelujah. Not what my thinking, not what I feel, but according to what the word has already said over my life. Don't you know the word has already orchestrated our lives? All we got to do is walk in the word. Again, there's life in the word. What about it? There's life in the word for you. There's life in the word for me. But we must operate in it. We must walk in the word. We must take him at his word. Praise God. Do you believe God today? Once again, do you believe him? Do you believe God? Hallelujah. Pick up the phone. Call in and say, Apostle, I want you to touch and agree with me. I want you to pray for me. Pray with me. Come on. I'm in the middle of a circumstances, situations that I don't know if I'm going to come out of. I touch and agree with you and believe that the word of God will bring you out and set you free. I believe God will heal you. I believe that God will deliver you if you only can believe. That's all. Hallelujah. That's all. You just got to believe it. Believe what his word says according to your situation. The word fits anything that you're going through. The word is not oversized. The word is not too small. Come on. The word is not, does not have, if you say, have enough strength. He got enough strength. This word got enough power. Again, the word says it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's got all the power and the authority in the word to bring you out of what you're in. If you can what? Believe. Do you believe today? Will you believe today? Phone lines are open. Again, phone lines are open. Apostle, I don't know the number. Phone lines are open. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Who will be the first to call in and say, Apostle, just pray with me. I just need somebody to pray with me. I just need somebody to touch and agree with me. Praise our God. And I'm here live in the studio today. So if you call in and want request prayer, I'm here live in the studio today to touch and agree with you, to believe if you allow the word to work for you. What you say about it? Come on. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Come on. Break through and call. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out and call. Come on. The word is waiting on you. Waiting on you to do what? Apply the word. Waiting on you to what? Walk in the word. Walk in the now. Walk in the rainbow of his word. Walk in the latter rain of his word that's over your life. And allow the enemy to know that you don't have the last say so over my life. You don't have victory over my life. I've got victory through the word of God. In the word of God. I've got life in the word. There's life in the word. And I must apply it. I must walk in it. I must trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It's good. Come on. Hallelujah. We got time. We got time. You may say, well, I'm busy. I don't have time to call in. I'm just listening. But take time to pick up that phone. Pick up that phone and dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. And touch and agree. And I pray with you. Pray his word. Nothing else. I pray his word over you and to you. And I guarantee you, the word will get you what you need. Guarantee. This is a guarantee. This is sure. Again, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word is going to do what? Stand forevermore. Come on. Stand in the word. Stand with the word. Stand in the word. Stand by the word. Come on. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. See it above all we think or ask. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, I'm going to stand and prosper for somebody. That's it. Send the word. Send the word. When you can't get there, send the word. Again, the centurion man said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under a roof. All I want you to do is what? Speak the word. So therefore, the word works just by you speaking it both ways. Sending it, it works. It's the word. It works. Come on. Again, the word don't have to go to the airport and stand in line. The word don't have to have reservations. Come on. All you got to do is send it. And when you send this word, where are you sending it? It's going to accomplish. But it will not return back to you void. It's going to accomplish whatever you send it out to do. Come on. Hallelujah. This is powerful. It's quick, sharp, and in the two-edged sword. Again, the word. Apply the word. If it's not dealing with the word, I don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it. Come on. Everywhere Jesus went, he did. He was by. by his Father's business. He was by his Father's business, which was the word of God. Everywhere he went, people was healed. They was delivered. They was set free. That was the work of God. What you say about it? The word. Stay in the word, and the word stay in you, and you stay in the word. Guess what? You could do all things through who? Him that strengthen you. That's through his word. Amen. In his word. In his word. Not in my own strength. Not in my own might. But in his word. Come on. Because if we be honest in our own strength, we'll be faint. Come on. We'll faint. That's why we were told not to look at what we're walking. But we're walking it by faith through the word of God. I know the circumstance and the situation look bad. I know this. Come on. That's a fact. I know this. But this for sure, that the word will bring us out. The word will deliver us. The word will take root and premonition over every situation that we're going through if we apply the word of God. What you say about it today? Apply it. Allow God to work in you and through you. His will. Come on here. The power of his word. The power of his word alone. That's by itself. Give you strength. In your own strength, you can't do it. In your own might, you can't do it. Come on. The word of God in you is stronger. The word in you. Again, the word that I hid in my heart, according to David, that I might not sin against thee. A lot of people think you have to go out and do a lot of things out in the world to sin against God. Yes, but guess what? You can have the word of God in you, and you're not applying the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. That brings a reproach against God's word. You got to apply this word in you. You got to operate and walk in this word. Come on. You got to rest in him. You got to take him at his word. Come on, somebody. His word is his bond. He wants to operate. He wants to move. But how can he move if we're not operating in the word of God? Come on. Again, these signs shall do what? Follow them. That believe the word of God makes things work. The word of God brings clarity. The word of God does what he says he's going to do through his word. If you would believe. I'm a believer. I'm a firm believer of his word. Come on. It may not look like it to some people, but his words still work. It may not feel like it, but it works. Because we don't go by feelings. We don't go by what it looks like. We go by what? The word of God. The word of God, again, is the word has first and last say so over every situation if you apply it. The lines are opening. I'm waiting for you to call. I touch and agree with you. Come on. Hallelujah. With this word, we speak rainbow word over you and to you. And if you're not saved, we'll get you saved through the word of God. Because I have no power. I have no strength on my own. But through the word of God, I can do all things. Come on. Through him that what? Strengthened me. This is the word. This is the word of God. His word, again, is his bond towards believers. His word, hallelujah, strengthens you up in the midst of what you're in. It brings you out. Come on. It overtake you. Come on. Hallelujah. His word overtake you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Call in. Got a few minutes. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Who will be the first? You're out there. Who will be the first? You're listening. Who is out there to break through? Come on. Break through and break out of that with the word of God. Hallelujah. It'll bring you out. It'll set you free. Come on. Oh, praise God. Again, we are in the final night of our revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. This is the final night of our revival there for the year. Praise our God. Caller, you got 1 minute. You could call in again. I'm still right here. Hallelujah. This is the final night tonight. We've been there all this week, every night. High time in God. God has been moving. He's been moving by his power. He's been moving. We've been operating in his word. Come on. Come on. So tonight, come and be with us again. All sidewalks, all curves, all red lights lead to 1219 South Street. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Come on. We're looking for you to come over, to come across, to come through what you're in and come out of it. Why? Because his word is able to do it if you believe. If you believe. Come on. You must believe. You got to believe. You got to confess. Come on. You got to confess his word. Come on. You can't allow the word to lay dormant. You can't allow the word to lay dormant. You got to use the word of God. You got to apply the word of God. If the word is in you, don't allow it to lay dormant because it's powerful, powerful. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. All right. You may be called back right quick. Amen. You didn't come through. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know it works. The word works for you, and the word works for you. The word is not working against you. The word is not against you. Come on. He's working for you. You may say, Apostle, it seemed like it. Seemed like things ain't working out for me. Seemed like I can't get up. Seemed like I can't get through. Yes, you can. Don't let the enemy tell you you can't make it. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's over. His word still have life. His word still have power. Listen, I got 2 minutes. That is the cause. Hallelujah. Caller, if you have, we try to call and you didn't get through it, apologize. You try to call us back again. Not right now, but got 2 minutes. In this last 2 minutes, again, I want you to know that the revival is tonight. It's the final night at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Good morning to all of you that has come on the line. Good morning to all of you that has been listening. Amen. And some of you just now tuning in. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Be not dismayed. Come on here. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Come on. No matter what it looks like, he's going to bring you out. Come on. He's going to open up doors. Hallelujah. If you're going through something today, know this, that the word of God is able to do a thing above all you think or ask. The word of God is able to bring you out of it. The word of God is able, hallelujah, to keep you in the midst of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's going to keep you. The enemy can't cut you off. Hallelujah. The enemy can't destroy you. Not when you're in the word of God. Not when you're in his word. Not when you're in his purpose. Not when you're in his will. Come on. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot do anything. And I don't glorify the enemy. I don't lift him up. I let him know, like Jesus said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said, when Satan came up to him and he asked, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that what proceeded out the mouth of Christ. Every word. So that word constantly has to come out. That word has constantly come out of your mouth. Come on. Got 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Hallelujah. In that 1 minute, you say, Apostle, I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior. I take this time out now to offer you Jesus. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, thou shalt be saved. Whether you're male, female, young man, young woman, middle-aged man, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you believe it and you accept him as your personal Savior and you confess it, guess what? You're saved. Now find you a Bible-based church. Get in there. My time is coming gone for this week. But guess what? Monday morning, same time, same station. I got to get up out of here. It's about time for your miracle. Go in peace.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.